How many glad you're saved? Good crowd tonight. This is awesome. You know, we have this large crowd in the auditorium, but I want y'all to know there's 250 people up in that other auditorium. We have our bus ministry on Sunday night. We have what you call the Highways and Hedges Club. You think of that. We run over 200-some kids on Wednesday night and 200-some on Sunday night, and they're different kids. Trying to reach everybody. Somebody say amen. Good to have you. My heart goes out to the folks in Texas, Little Southern Baptist Church out there, out in 30 miles, 40 miles below San Antonio. We need to pray for them people. Terrible thing. Pastor's daughter was killed. The last I heard was 27. You know, I never thought, I've been here on my 40th year, never thought that we'd have to have security. I never thought of that. And that little church obviously didn't have it. I never thought of that. But we're in changing times. But there's one thing ain't changed. Jesus Christ same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And there's one thing he said, you might throw everything at the church, but the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. Well, I was on the islands last Sunday night. I went to church with y'all. Is the young lady that got saved last Sunday night here? Are you here? Will you stand? I want to see you. I saw you get saved on live stream. God bless you. I pray for you all week. Thank God for you. Amen. Isn't that good? You said, why? Yes, sir. Yes. Yes. Amen. Somebody, praise his name. I ain't heading down there today at church that's not heading to church tonight. That lady was saved on Sunday night. No, that would not have happened in this valley outside of here. Good preacher. Now, it's 626. It's 326 out in California. That don't mean nothing. Turn your Bible to Psalm 42. I'm going to preach out of there a little bit tonight. But I want to do something, kind of share just a little bit about the trip that I went on. And I want to introduce you, first of all, to the pastor. I was in his church at Liberty Baptist. The man you see on the screen is Pastor Ricardo Lees. Brother Lees today is celebrating his 20th anniversary at Liberty Baptist. What a great man of God he is. Brother Lee's had our youth group down there. How many went on that youth trip down to Brother Lee's church? Several of you. And it was a wonderful time. I did the youth day on Sunday, last Sunday, and then Wednesday I kicked off their anniversary service. Let me go on. Let me introduce you to Brother Lee's son. This is Ricardo Jr. How many of you remember hearing him preach here at Taylor Valley Baptist Church? He preached here. And the next picture, I want to introduce you to somebody else. Let's go to Deacon Thomas. There he is. That's Deacon Thomas. Deacon Thomas is a song leader. I want to tell you what. Their congregational singing put us to shame. I hate to say that. I don't want to upset you. But it's a fact. And Deacon Thomas leads a Sunday morning congregational singing. These folks invited me in. Now, Ricardo Jr. made it possible that I would go to two Christian schools. Unlike anything I've been to. I went on Monday to King's Way Christian Academy, school of about 1,200. I spoke to the 11th grade class. Now, this is some of the 11th graders that took a picture of me. What I done, I sat down with them and talked to them about God's image and their purpose. And spoke to this class and another class. And that 11th grade class has 85 students in it. And that's awesome. Now, I want you to go to the next slide, 6,000. See that picture of me and this young man here? that young man was playing Abraham. I preached to him. It's no laughing matter. About Abraham laughing and Sarah laughing. Now, do you have any of that audio? Go ahead and give me that. I got him down. Abraham, remember Abraham got on his face and laughed?
On your face.
And start laughing.
All louder than that.
Now what I want you to do right now in your tent, I want you to laugh like you've never laughed before.
Whoa!
Did I say I'm good? Come on, we'll laugh! Now what I've done, that was real fun the first 10 minutes. What loud and then I preached on there's some things that no laughing matter. You don't laugh about your salvation. Ain't no laughing matter. You better get that right. Better get right service. I preached about service. I said sin in your life as a Christian ain't no laughing matter. And the last point of my message was if you saw it in hell, it'll be no laughing matter. Now I want to show you. Look at there. Look at that's some of the picture of that congregation. Notice them. Notice them there. Notice them. Keep on going. That empty seat that was full. The kids just left. There's some more of them. There's some more of them. There's some more of them. Isn't that something? Have you ever been anywhere like 550 middle school and high school? All right, you can go on now. When I went out of the service, here's what happened. A counselor came, and these four middle schoolers got saved, and I took a picture with them. Then I was introduced to four more high schoolers that got saved. But here's what happened. I went on out, and I saw a bunch of people still being worked with. Y'all hear me? Still being worked with. On Wednesday night, the school administrator came. One of the administrators came to where I was preaching on Wednesday night. And brought me all the news. And when they come with all the news, 28 people got saved. 10 reassured of their faith. Several called into the mission field and preaching. And several dealt with sin in their life. Somebody says God's dead. I say He's alive. And somebody said, why can't we have this in America? I'll tell you why we don't have a lot of this in America. Because the coldness that's happening to our churches. Somebody help me preach right there. If there's anybody that ought to be alive, we're alive. Now turn with me, I'll preach a little bit. Psalm 42, are you there? For you people that are haven't been in on the series, I'll catch you up. I want you to read all of Psalm 42. After what's happened today in New York and in Colorado and all the wickedness that's going on. I want to tell y'all, I'm preaching on a series where you can find real help and real hope. And you're not going to find it in government. You're not going to find it in liberal churches. You're going to find it in God. And I want you to look at this passage of Scripture with me. I'm going to read all the verses again tonight. There's some people here that need hope. There's some people here feel like you're on the edge and you don't have any hope. I want you to know something. The psalmist deals with you tonight. Let's look at a few passages and then I'll continue in the series. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? I want you to know there's an anti-God, anti-Christ hatred throughout our country right now. I've never seen anything like it. It's anti-God and anti-Christ. It's against everything we believe. Somebody help me preach. And they're asking tonight, where is God? I tell you, He's still around. When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with a multitude. I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Then look at his mood changing. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites, from the hill of Mizir. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows have gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto my God, my rock, why hast thou forgot me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily, where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my continuance and my God. How many of you tonight can raise your hand and say, he's your God? Amen. I love this passage of scripture. I believe David was the writer. The theme of this passage was worship. I hit this a few weeks ago. I want to tell you, there's a bunch of people in our country really don't know how to worship. I want y'all to know something, so I can just get you on tune tonight. This church is not going to go contemporary. As long as I'm breathing. Somebody asked me, said, preacher, what kind of world you're going to go off the mission field and retire? I'll go down there to encourage people and go down at once a year or something like that. I'm going to do that to keep it going in my church. That ain't my calling. My calling's church. My calling being a pastor. My calling being your pastor. Plan on doing it till I die. I can't do it anymore. And that may happen. May happen tonight. But I'll tell you what, I'm going out swinging. Y'all hear me? Somebody say amen right there. And I'm taking hand on this thing called worship. We need to worship. The psalmist, how many read that verses with me and would agree with me? He was up and down. He was having a battle between faith and frustration, delight and delay, victory and being victimized. I want you to know something. Sometimes I want to leave church and charge hell with a super soaker. But you know what? I've done that and bottom. Wasn't an hour later I done hit bottom. How many of y'all like it? Come on now. Don't lie to me. We all have our ups and downs. Most of us is a mess looking for a place to have it. Somebody help me preach. Sometimes we act like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Come on now. Act real good and right. And he said in verse 5 and verse 11, my text, hope thou in God. What's this nation need tonight? It's on the brink. You hear me? Our nation's on the brink. We need hope in God. Our church is on the brink tonight. They're dying. They're almost dead. I'm going to say this. When we're slating alcohol down in the park, trying to keep it out, this was the only church in this little area that went down there. Most of the churches didn't see a thing wrong with alcohol and social drinking. One church within 2 miles of here has in their constitution that you can socially drink. And you want to know why we're a mess? We're a mess because some people let down the guard. The only hope, Chad, is hope in God. The only hope for your family, for this church, for our nation, is in God Almighty. I'm wanting to get on in the message. Hope means reliance, trust, not crossing your fingers. I'm not crossing my fingers tonight. I don't have my toes crossed. I don't believe in luck. I believe in a sovereign, almighty, omnipotent, omnipresent God. Omniscient God. That's able to take care of us. Woo. Man, I'm telling you, I'm preaching tonight. I hope it's helping you. Let me give you two things I already preached on. I'll hit them quick and I'll give you a third thing and a fourth thing next week or maybe a fifth too. I want you to notice, first of all, the psalmist's condition of the servant. He had a deprived position. He was on the run. He's been hunted. Come on now. Some of you need to stop faking it. Some of you been deprived. You're on the run. The devil's after you. Like a hunter. Bible says he's seeking out whom he may devour. You know the saddest thing about being a pastor this long? The joy of things is what we saw this morning about kids dedicating. You see families raised up in church and stay in church. Saddest thing I see is those who fall out and leave church. Get on drugs. Get away from God. You know what happened? The devil hunted the family down. Hunted the kids down. Come on now. He's after everyone in this room. He hates you. He hates God. He hates the Bible. He hates the blood. He was in a desperate predicament. You found yourself there. He had a direct passion. He was panting. He was passionately like needing an inhaler. I want to tell you, there ain't no better inhaler than Jesus. And the sweet Holy Ghost that's in you. Somebody ought to help me preach. And then secondly, tonight, I go on where I was last week. And that is the critics on the sideline. Somebody asked me the other day, said, do you have any critics? I have them and you do too. And by the way, they on the sideline. There ain't nobody to criticize that's in the battle with you. The critics are on the sidelines. See, the critics are the non-tithers. You know who gives us most trouble about building a building? It's people don't want to get to it. Quiet in here. Come on, help me. You know what Thomas was? He had those scorners. Those are out there. They hate you. I know some folks that literally hate people. Maliciously. Bitter at them. I've had to deal with some people that's been bitter and mean. And you know, some of you look at them and think they're just a little choir members, little sweet somethings. But they're raving wolves. They're meaner than a junkyard dog. Boy, I know. Boy, is it. Hey, hey! He talked in verse 3 about their continuous scoffing. Their noises. Oh, by the way, they're real easy to get on Facebook and trash you. They're real brave. They wouldn't look you in the face and say that, but they'll get on Facebook and trash you or Twitter. They're guilty. Then in verse 1 also, they're constant slander in 2 and 3. I met John and Brenda. I talk to your pastor all the time. He knows what's going on in this country and church folks and the slander and the difficulty the devil throws. Somebody help me preach. They're critics. You know, this church right now, can I tell you something? This church right now is doing more for God than it ever has since I've been here. But I want you to know something. We are not without our critics. There's some of you in this church, you've had critics say bad things to you. Get in line, friend. Because if you're doing something for God, you're going to have them. Hello. There'll be somebody say something about my black pants tonight. And my red coat with black. There'll be somebody say something about my glasses. I know some churches you can't even preach unless you have a white shirt on and real hard glasses. See, then my wire rim things against God. Y'all think I'm kidding you, don't you? I was in Michigan, they wanted me to preach up there, and I went up there and I had wire rim glasses and I had a blue shirt on, they wouldn't let me preach. You see, there's people that crazy, crazier than jar flies. You said when you see people on us, hey, listen, new Christian, God bless you. There'll be some negative. If there's a negative church member comes around you, just shoo them away from you. You get around positive people. You get around people like Mrs. Blake. She's a wonderful young lady. You get around somebody who loves God. Hey, all you need people around here, don't get around no negative people in the church. Don't get around no people that are going to fuss that shit. Be critical of the preacher and critical of the staff and critical of the deacons. You just stay away from them. Just tell them to hush. Good preacher. He said, you preaching at anybody tonight? Oh, not at all. I'm just preaching the Bible. You'll know if I'm getting close to somebody. Number three, I want you to notice this. Here's where I'm jumping off tonight for the next 15, 20 minutes. I want you to notice something that's repeated over and over. We all go here. Thirdly tonight, the conflict in the soul. In the soul. Look what David said in verse 5. Y'all there say amen. Why art thou cast down, O my what? God, I trust you. But I'm down and I'm struggling. And I'm struggling in my soul. Now, can I teach y'all something tonight? Look at me. I'm going to teach you something. Look. Stay with me. You are made up of three distinct. You're trying you. Let me explain. You're physical, your body. Now here's what body does. Body lets you communicate with each other. Right? Your body. And also your soul. That's self. That's your personality. Come on. David was saying, why have thou cast down, O my soul? Then thirdly, your spirit. Now can I do a little Bible lesson here? Let me tell you what happened when Adam fell. When Adam fell, the soul or the spirit, which had communion with God, fell down to the level of the soul. That's why now, if you're born again, the Bible said the Word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing of sunder of soul and spirit and joint and marrow. You know what happened, Rich, when you got saved? Your spirit got elevated back to where he has communion with God. But your soul doesn't. Soul's your personality. The soul's your self-image. He always said, why are thou disquieted in my soul? He was struggling in his soul. Now, I want you to hear me now. And don't go out here all upset and aggravated. But I'm preaching the truth. You ever hear this expression? I feel good down in my soul. That's ridiculous. Ain't nothing in your soul to feel good about. I do feel good down in my spirit. When my spirit is, when I'm in contact with God. Hello? See, let me tell you what your soul will do sometimes. Your soul will tell you things that doesn't line up with this Bible. Come on now. Let me ask you something. Can I ask you something? Do you think that social drinking lines up with the Bible? Well, some of your souls will tell you that. That's some church members look that way. Do you think watching pornography on your little 17-inch screen is something that your spirit would do? No, it's your soul. Am I preaching? Do you think smoking a little joint and you call for municipal help is right. These are what my soul tells me it's okay. I feel myself it's okay. By the way, if it feels good, do it. And the Bible said in Judges, they did what was right in their own sight. See, your soul, when stuff comes in, it doesn't measure up to the Bible. You need to discard it. See, that don't happen in your spirit. Your spirit's what was resurrected when you got saved. Young lady, that's what happened to you. Jesus resurrected your spirit. You got to ask, whoa, glory, somebody help me. When you get born again, you get regenerated. Are you liking this? I'm trying to help you tonight. Man, oh man. Woo. See, I want to say, David said, oh, I'm cast down in my soul. What he was doing, he's seeing himself in a mirror. You don't need a motivational speaker tonight. You need the Word of God preached to you. This is God's mirror. Am I preaching? I talked about the motivational speaker this morning. Now let me know three things about this and we'll let you go home tonight. I want you to notice the introspective contemplation. He was looking within himself and said, why am I cast down? This is the David that killed thousands. This was the great man of God, David. One place in here, he's praising God. And the next place in there, he's cast down and discouraged and depressed and wanting to quit. Let me ask you, any of you church members have been like that? You ever wanted to quit? You ever want to stop? You ever want to just stay at the house? Stop your bus route? Stop your singing in the choir? Stop being a Sunday school teacher? Stop working in the church? Just stop. There ain't no stopping place. But see, his soul was telling him something that wasn't right. Come on now. Somebody asked me, do you ever start meditating in your soul and think about stuff that's negative? You got that right. I remember one time I shared this. Jeff, this before you, before Rich, most of you deacons. This was back when Aubrey Grant was a deacon way back. And Brother Roger, you I don't even know if you came on deacon board. I think you were. It was right in that time. I said discouraged. It's back when you remember when the church was real small and everybody crazy, about half crazy. And I was discouraged. My home church, where I saved at, was without pastor. And I went up one Sunday, out of the will of God, Cindy Elkins, as I could be, and went up there and candidated. I did. Joe, I was so far out of the will of God on that. But you know what it was? I was facing conflict. I was troubled in my soul. And I said, I was just going to leave and go back there where they love me. But I found out this week, same kind of people's here in Georgia and anywhere else is everywhere. They just got different name tags. Hey, I'm not preaching. And then I ditched that effort and I told my wife one Monday morning, I said, I'm going to quit. Yeah. How many of you, your wife preaches pretty good to you once in a while? Raise your hand if you got a wife that preaches to you. Yeah, boy. The rest of you, you know you, I'm telling you. You've got a wife that lets you have it. Here's what my wife done. I told her, I'd already wrote the resignation out. And this has been 25 years ago. And my wife and we just had this big man about my size got saved and a bunch of kids got saved on the bus ministry. And here's what my wife said. And she said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go up to that big man that got saved last week from drunkenness and I want you to tell him it ain't real. She said, then go tell them bus kids it ain't real. And then go tell the whole congregation it ain't real. And I looked at her and I said, honey, I was just kidding. You know what it was? It was in myself. It was in my emotion. It was in my personality. I want you to know something. Your soul, yourself, your personality is rotten. You can't depend on it. Some people said that my conscience would be my guide. You're in a bad shape. No, I tell you who needs to be your guide. The sovereign God needs to be your guide. The scriptures need to be your guide. The Holy Ghost ought to be your guide. Woo! Good preacher, Reverend. Then I see an integrated confusion. Look at verse 5. Are y'all there? Say amen if you're verse 5. Will y'all read this with me? Read it. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou. What? I notice an integrated confusion. That word disquieted. Confused. Shut down. You know what the devil's wanting to do you, sir? He wants to shut you down. He don't want you to serve God. He don't want you to sing the choir. He don't want you to work in some ministry. He don't want you to teach Sunday school. Ma'am, he don't want you to, he won't want you to do anything. He wants to quieten you down. Shut you off. Am I preaching? I want you all to know something. Have you ever spoke to yourself before? When the Holy Ghost gets in me every once in a while, I say, I'm still saved. I still have the Holy Scripture. Somebody say amen. I still got a God to supply my need. I got the Holy Ghost in me. It's worship time. Then I say lastly, an inspirational communication. Hope thou in God. I'm done. I'm coming down. My leg's a little better, so I like to stroll anymore. It swells when I stand straight, but it don't swell when I'm moving. I want to talk to y'all. Can I talk to y'all first? Some of y'all feel like you're in a hopeless situation. You're just up and down, upset. Your whole life's being bombarded. I want you to know something. There's hope in God. Yeah. Amen. You need tonight probably find an altar and say, Lord, I'm going to rely on you. Let me talk to you people in the middle. The devil's told you there ain't no hope. The devil's told you your situation can't be fixed. The devil's told you what you need in your life will never happen. You hear me? He's a liar. Tonight you've got a hope. It's not in this preacher. It's not in this Baptist church. It's in God. He's hope for your family. He's hope for your friends. He's hope for you. I can't talk to you people in the middle here. Some of y'all came to church tonight upset, discouraged. Your whole world's turned upside down the last few weeks and months. You said, preacher, I don't know what to do. I got it for you. I know your soul's disquieted. I know you're down. I know you feel like David. You're forgotten. But you can do something tonight. You can put all your hope in him. Hook, line, and sinker. Teenagers. Ain't too early for you to put your hope in God. Can I talk to y'all over here? Look at me. As some of you came to church tonight, feel like there ain't no hope. You're struggling financially, struggling emotionally. Maybe you've never been saved. You think, well, I don't think God saved anybody like me. Let me tell you something. I got a God that'll save anybody, anytime, anywhere. And there is hope tonight. Not in this world. He said, preacher, my body's beat up. Preacher, I'm emotionally a mess. Preacher, I feel so sad. You say, what do I do when I do that? Hope thou in God. My hope is built on nothing less, Roger, than Jesus and his righteousness. As some of you came out to church tonight, beat up, beat down, feel like you've been through a washing machine wringer and it done got you beat up, but lost. We can hope in God. Your emotions are upside down tonight. Nerve pills ain't helping you. Your psychologist isn't helping you. Your psychiatrist not helping you. And you're wondering, what can I do, preacher? I'm talking to him. I'm counseling him. I'm going through everything. What can I do? I'll tell you what you can do. You can hope thou in God. I'm done. But there's people in this room, you've been bombarded. How about coming to this altar tonight and say, I believe in the living God. I believe His will. I want Him to take care of my life. I'm going to put my whole trust in Him. Stand with me, I'm done. God already talked to you tonight. You already should be on the altar. But I want to talk to everybody else here just a second. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Some of you God spoke to, you ought to be up here now. That's right. Ought not take no be long on this call. Come on. How many right now know if you die today, you go to heaven? Raise your hand. Hold them up. Hold them up. Amen. Hold them up high. I'm okay, thank you. How many right now say, Preacher Smith, if I die today, I don't know for sure I'm going to heaven. I don't have much hope. I'd probably die and go to hell. But I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to heaven. I want hope in my life. I wonder how many just slip up your hand. Somebody, don't just lay here. Hey, sister. How many right now slip up your hand and say, pray for me? I'm not saved, but I need to be. I've come to church tonight. I'm looking for hope. I'm looking for answers. Jesus is your answer. I mean, just slip your hand up and say, pray for me. I'm not a Christian, but I want to be. Slip it up. Slip it up. I'll pray. How many right now? Look at me. How many right now has got a situation in your life? Seems hopeless. You're struggling. The devil's fighting you. How many right now has got a personal battle going on in your life? And you slip your hand up and say, pray for me. Say, raise them. Raise them high. Oh, the church. I tell you what I want you to do. I want you to quit worrying about what people think. And I want you to come around this altar and trust God, our Father. Lord, oh God, there's nowhere else to hope but in you. Touch our people tonight. Help them to come around. I try to feed them, try to bless them, try to help them. But God, they need to respond. They need to say, I need you, Lord. And we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Folks are coming. You are. Come on. Lord, have mercy. Why are you waiting for? If you're unsaved, y'all, come on.
Jesus, love.
Amen.
Righteousness.
Hope found God. Say, preacher, I'm sick. Do you believe God can heal me? Yes. Get your hope in God. Preacher, I got financial problems. Do you believe God can help me? Yes. Preacher. I want to do something for God. I want to be available. Won't you get on the altar and say, God, here I am. Amen. Yes. Yes. Amen. Too big for God. Nothing too hard for God. You know now you're saved. Somebody say, man, here's the way I look at it, Tracy. If you ain't sure, that big possibility you weren't. But I want you to know, Today is November the 5th. Put in your Bible, saved, and make sure, November the 5th. When the devil comes back and says you ain't, say, I was at that church on Sunday night. I know now. I know now. Somebody help me. I say if you don't know for sure, you probably ain't. Can I pray for you? I'm going to dismiss. How many else want to be in this prayer? I'm going to pray right now. I'm going to pray. Tracy, our Father, Tracy's family's been attacked. She's going through attack. Lord, I'm glad tonight she got assurance. She's been saved tonight. Got it right. Sure now. She died now. She knows she's going to heaven. God, I pray for the others here who couldn't raise a hand. Going to leave here, probably die and go to hell if they don't get help soon. I pray for them. God, touch Tracy. Touch every member. I see people raise their hand. Hey, Lord, I want to remember Bill Turner. Bill's going through it. Lord, help him. All those people on our prayer list up here, Lord, touch them. Those on the ladies' prayer list, touch them. My buddy George O'Brien. God, he's having a hard time struggling, breathing. Lord, right now, wherever he's at, him, Judah, God, go right there and touch him. I love that man. He's such a help to me. I'm glad I got to see him yesterday. And Lord, bless him real good. Bless all the shut-ins, all those that are hurting. May they know they got a preacher that loves them, staff that loves them. And we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Can you do this? Let's do one thing. Say it together. I'm going to tell you what it is. Hope now in God. Ready?
Hope now in God.
It'll work. See y'all.